Now we continue our readings in the prophecy of Isaiah, reading this morning in chapters 30 and 31, though I hope we'll be able to cover 32 also and perhaps 33 in our study. Isaiah chapter 30 in the first instance, and I would like to read from J.B. Phillips' translation. Alas for you, you rebellious children, says the Lord, who carry out a plan which is none of mine, who weave an alliance without my blessing, and so add sin to sin, who set out to go to Egypt without seeking any word from me, to seek the protection of Pharaoh and shelter in the shadow of Egypt. For the protection of Pharaoh shall prove a humiliation, and sheltering in the shadow of Egypt shall prove your undoing. For though he has princes at Zoan, and his messengers reach Hanes, everyone shall be ashamed of a nation who is no use to them, who can give neither help nor profit, but only disillusion and disgrace. Verse 6. They go through the heat of the southland, through a land of drought and anguish, the home of the lion and lioness, the viper and the flying serpent. They carry their riches on the backs of asses and their treasures on the humps of camels to a people who can be of no use to them, for Egypt's help is empty and worthless. And then unusual phrase at the end of verse 7 in the Authorized, their strength is to sit still. The word translated their strength literally is Rahab. And Rahab, as you may know from studies in the prophets, is a synonym for Egypt. And what in fact this is saying is something like this. J.B. Phillips translated, this is why I call her the spent whirlwind. That doesn't quite render what is being said, but it gets the idea. Rahab sits still, the idea being that Rahab, though Egypt, though they may promise much, doesn't do anything. All her promises are empty words, and she sits still when people call upon her for help. So that J.B. Phillips gets the gist of it in this paragraph. That is why I call her the spent whirlwind. Verse 8, and now go in and inscribe this on a tablet and write it on a scroll, to serve as a lasting witness in all the days to come, for they are a rebellious people, sons who dishonor their father, children who refuse to hear the teaching of the Lord, who say to the prophets, see nothing, and to the seers, never tell us what is right. Speak to us pleasant words, prophesy illusions. Get out of our way, leave our path clear, let us hear no more of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the Holy One of Israel says this, because you have spurned this warning and put your faith in force and intrigue and have come to rely on them, this guilt of yours will be like the crack which runs down the bulge of a collapsing wall, whose crash comes suddenly in an instant, like an earthen pot which is smashed beyond repair, so that among the fragments not a single piece can be found big enough to carry fire from the hearth or to scoop water from the well. For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, hath said, in returning and in rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not agree. Instead, you answered, no, we must have horses to ride. Very well, you shall ride in full retreat. We must have swift horses, you say. Your pursuers will be swifter still. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one man, and 10,000 at the threat of five, till you are left like a flagstaff on top of a mountain, or a beacon high on a hill. Verse 18. The Lord is waiting to deal kindly with you. His mercy is not yet shown, for the Lord is a God of justice. Happy are those who wait patiently for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer you. Then turn over to chapter 31. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. The same theme here, you see, Egypt is the problem. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots. We pointed out last week, you remember, that there seemed to be a strong party in Hezekiah's court who were very much pro-Egypt and were very insistent on making this alliance with Egypt. It was they who dismissed the prophet with such contempt, as we saw last week. Who does he think he is teaching, they were saying. That was the pro-Egyptian party. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise. The point that Isaiah is making here is, you think you're doing the wise thing in going to Egypt. Remember this, God also is wise, and his wisdom is something rather more than human wisdom. Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses flesh and not spirit. This is magnificent, isn't it? When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is helped shall fall down, and they all shall fail together. For thus hath the Lord spoken unto me, like as the lion and the young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him, he will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. Now let me read J.B. Phillips' rendering here. For this is what the Lord has said to me. As a lion or young lion growls over his prey, yet when the shepherds are called out to band together to attack him, he is not terrified by their shouting nor daunted by their noise. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight against Mount Zion and against its hill. As birds hover round their nests, so the Lord of hosts will protect Jerusalem. He will shield her and save her. He will spare her and rescue her. The people of Israel shall return to him from whom they have rebelled in their hearts. For in that day each man will throw away the idols of silver and idols of gold, which your own hands made for you. And the Assyrian shall fall, but not by human sword. He will be struck down, but not by mortal blade. He will flee away, but not from the sword of man. His young men shall be sold into slavery. In fear he will rush blindly past his stronghold, and his officers desert their flag in panic. This is what the Lord says, whose fire is in Zion, and whose furnace is in Jerusalem. Amen, and may God bless to us the reading from his holy word.